Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you
on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
It's Tony D here on the nighttime on Yahoo Sports Radio. Over the last couple of days, we've been talking about the situation in Louisville and whether or not Rick Pitino will survive this latest scandal. But there's still some nuances to this story that we want to get straight and clarified. Howie Lindsay joins us from CardinalSports.com, part of the Rival Sports Network, to help us break down what's going on at Louisville and the seriousness of all this. How are you? Howie, how are you?
I'm doing well. It has been a wild 72 hours here in Louisville. And I don't think that wildness is going to stop anytime soon.
All right, let's get to the allegations. Katina Powell, who makes these allegations of these sex parties that were going on in the dorm. How credible is she in terms of this story? Is there anybody else backing this story?
Well, so far, the only other people backing her story have been her daughters. And you got to wonder, their credibility. She is admittedly, through her book, a woman who has prostituted her daughters, all three of them, and two of them perhaps at a younger age, although she says that they were grown when they started into the business. And so that certainly affects her credibility. Now that ESPN, though, has gone through her text messages and tried to verify as much information as possible, they do also have at least a couple of recruits and some players who have said that they were at least at one of these parties. So we don't know how many of her allegations are true, but we do know at least some of them are.
Is it a wildly held belief around Louisville and people, fans and whatnot, that this actually did go down? I mean, is this a believable part of the story?
I think most people are of the understanding now that at least some of it happened, that probably there were strippers in this dorm. Now, how often that happened, whether or not there were the side deals for sex like she claims there are, how many people knew about it, I think those are still the questions to be answered. I think really Rick Pitino has said, and other people have as well, the guy who knows the answers to these is the former graduate assistant, former director of basketball operations, Andre McKee. They need him to talk, but at this point, he's not really going to be compelled to talk, and he doesn't have to talk if he doesn't want to. Now, the only thing that would really compel him to talk is if the NCAA said, you have to talk if you ever want to be a coach again.
Who is Andre McKee? Give us an insight onto him and what his role was at that time with the program.
Yeah, he came from Moreno Valley, California, was a Louisville player for 4 years, a point guard, seemed to be a stand-up guy, you know, as he was a player at Louisville, and then transitioned into a role as a graduate assistant for his first 2 years, 2010 to 2012, and then became director of basketball operations. Now, in that role, essentially, he's in charge of making sure the hotels are right, making sure that their transportation's good, making sure that, you know, once guys get on campus that they've got the money that they need and the, you know, all that kind of thing. He you know, did the checks in the rooms and that kind of thing. So he's essentially a kind of security officer for the players. And Rick Pitino put him in that role because he trusted him after seeing the way that he handled himself as a player. It's clear, we don't know how many of these allegations are true, but it's clear just from what we know now that Rick Pitino trusted the wrong guy.
All right. Now, she claims that she was paid $10,000 for up to 20 parties. I'm assuming if there was one, it would have come up already. But what about a paper trail? What about a money trail that she can prove that indeed she did receive money somehow through the school?
That's the super sketchy part of this is that essentially she produced a handwritten receipt or a handwritten ledger of all the different parties that she said that she performed for the University of Louisville. Now, a quick glance at that list, it looks like it's clearly written with the same pen at the same time. So it's not a 4-year running list of whatever happened. It looks like she just sat down and tried to recall as many as she could. That list also includes a dance one night for a character named Pee Wee. One night for a show, one night for what's listed as just cop. Another night is just listed as Arab. So, I mean, that's essentially what we're going on here. I think it's much more credible what her text messages have said and what other players or recruits have said than really anything Katina Powell has said.
we kind of know Rick Pitino when he was at Kentucky, and then maybe even before that in Providence, and with the Knicks and with the Celtics. He seems to be a man that likes to be in control of a lot of stuff. Has he laxed in that over the years at Louisville so that something like this could actually happen without him knowing it was going down?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think that's really the major question in Louisville is how much Rick Pitino knew. And he seems to be a guy who would like to control every aspect. You know, he knows his players' body fat percentages. He knows, you know, whether or not they went to class in the morning. And to think that something like this could go on for that many years and him not know is really hard to believe. So what do you do with that? Do you say, well, then it didn't happen? Or do you say, well, he knew, right? And so I think that's really the question that everybody's asking. I'm probably more in the camp right now. I can't say it didn't happen. I do think that there are probably strippers in the dorm. I still find it hard to believe that it happened 22 times in Bill Immunity Hall and nobody called the cops and nobody told a coach and nobody told, you know, my bet is it probably happened, but not nearly as many times as she said it did.
And I'm thinking if you're talking about even a handful of recruits and players, these are young kids. They talk. I mean, they talk to their friends. It's an age of social media. Have we gotten any sort of inclination that they're talking or speaking to buddies about this? Meaning, were there rumors, like, or was it floating around? Maybe not specific, but man, something's going on because these kids just can't keep quiet.
And that's really the quandary for me. You know, I've been covering the program for 12, 13 years. It is possible that this happened for 4 years and I just didn't hear about it. But I hear about a lot of stuff. You know what I mean? Like, it just being around the program, you just hear about stuff. And you know, guys being out late one night, or guys being in Lexington one night, or guys going to Indianapolis. You know, I just hear stuff. And so it is possible, I guess, that this happened, because, you know, granted, this is a more of a sordid thing, and, you know, most people aren't openly talking about going to gentlemen's clubs. So it is possible that it happened, but that's the other thing. I think, you know, the more people I talk to, the more people that say, you know, I didn't hear about it. I mean, we talked to Luke Hancock, the Final Four MOP, and he said, I lived in the dorm. I've never met this person.
Wow. Howie Lindsay joins us from CardinalSports.com, part of the Rivals Network. In terms of the pressure on Pitino, how hot is it right now? I mean, we're at the initial part of this story. How hot is it amongst the larger people at Louisville, maybe the university president, or the people really high up that he answers to?
It was super hot on Tuesday. I think Tuesday was probably the day where had the most reaction among Louisville fans. People were frustrated. They didn't want their school drug through the mud. There is some bit of scandal fatigue at Louisville with, you know, Pitino had the Karen Seifer deal years back where he was the victim of a extortion attempt, and that lady is in jail now, but it was a sordid affair there. So I think there are some Louisville fans that are just done with it. But I think the majority of Louisville fans want to know what actually happened. And Louisville launched its investigation. NCAA has an investigation going on. And the trouble with that is, as we all know, the NCAA moves at a glacial pace. So if that lasts 6 months, you know, which is probably fast for an NCAA investigation, that lasts 6 months, do people have the stomach to wait that long to find out the real answers?
Howie, if the school wanted to get rid of Rick Pitino, how much would it cost? Is it economically feasible that they could do this?
I think it would be. I mean, they could do that. It, you know, I think it's like $5 million, $10 million, something like that. It's not astronomical. You know, this is the most profitable basketball program in the country and has been for the last 3 years. So if they wanted to, I think they could. But Rick Pitino posted a blog post today essentially saying, I won't resign and I won't let you down. We're going to build out of this.
With Rick Pitino at the helm in the national championships, Louisville is on a, you know, a national stage. At the time that this first was going down, what was it like at Louisville in terms of recruiting in comparison to what Kentucky was building and doing?
Yeah, it's so incredibly different. Kentucky essentially had to sign a new full recruiting class every single year. They were going out, and I think they had four straight years of number one recruiting classes until Duke caught on to the trend and went after it. For Louisville, it was much different. They were going after guys who were four-year guys, three- and four-year guys, and you had guys like Peyton Siva and Russ Smith who were developed within the program. Even Montrezl Harrell, and he is a three-year guy. And they were developing on drastically different timelines when it came to Kentucky and Louisville. And that's the other thing that Rick Pitino keeps coming back to is he doesn't understand why Andre McGee would have done this, because, one, he's not in charge of recruiting, and, two, Louisville, had proven by that point that they'd been to a Final Four without, top 25-type recruits.
In terms of Andre McGee, does he seem loyal enough to understand that something like this could bring the entire program down? Thus, he sort of gets the benefit of the doubt in this story, meaning he probably wouldn't want to destroy Rick Pitino's career, would he? Do we have that kind of characteristic of him?
Yeah, I mean, I would think, just knowing what I knew about him prior to this, that he'd be very loyal to Rick Pitino. And your initial thought, like my initial thought is always, well, if you're loyal to someone, then you don't lie to them, right? But it's interesting to hear Jay Billis and Jason Whitlock essentially say today that in athletic culture, it's almost the opposite. If you want to protect that coach, you don't tell them the stuff that's going on in the dorm. And so I don't know that culture very well. That's foreign to me, right? So maybe there was something to this. Maybe he kept it secret. Maybe it did happen 22 times. It's incredible to read through the book and read through her allegations and then try to piece in details of what we know of these different players and figuring out what's true and what's not.
Howie Lindsay, again, CardinalSports.com on the Louisville situation. Great stuff. I really appreciate your time and helping us sort out the details of this.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Thanks. Again, Howie Lindsay, CardinalSports.com, part of the Rivals Network. I don't know how Rick Pitino survives this, but he says he'll survive it. But if this thing does come out and starts to develop and starts to brew a little bit more, now we've got an interesting situation because, again, even if he doesn't know, is he responsible for this kind of stuff on his watch? Where does the buck stop? Because if you don't set this kind of precedent, if you don't say, well, the head coach can only be responsible for what he knows under the program, then my God, you'll have a lot of people that would be willing to fall on the sword if they get caught. That is not the way the NCAA wants to work. The NCAA doesn't want to work that way because there's always going to be a rogue guy that will do so. We're not talking, in a lot of cases, we're not talking about breaking the law, right? There's no law that says you can't give a kid $100, right? Or whatnot. Now, in this situation, it's probably breaking the law if we're talking about prostitution. But in a lot of the stuff the NCAA looks at, it's not against the law. So you might have a guy that's willing to fall on the sword, if he's taken care of or whatnot, if he's in whatever capacity. The coaches, the threat of losing your job has always been able to keep head coaches in line with their assistants. Like, I'm not going down for you. I'm not going down for your mistakes. So make sure you keep everything as up and up as possible. And if they do go cross that line, well, they're ultimately responsible for the program. Rick Pitino can say all he wants. He doesn't know. But will the NCAA look at Louisville and say, well, Rick, it doesn't really matter. Because if this went down the way she says it did, then he's got to be responsible for this. 800-777-2907, 800-777-2907. I'm her credibility is what I'm really interested in. She wrote a book. She alleges this stuff. When we start getting other recruits really saying, yeah, that's exactly what happened, that's when I'll be more really interested in her credibility. Right now, it's very thin ice with me based on the fact that it's just kind of a book. 800-777-2907. It's Tony D on the Nighttime Yahoo Sports Radio.